There's a common thread in documentaries broadcast regarding our contested past. In the old grainy photographs of the late 60s and 1970s, in scenes of pogrom, bombing, violent internment, raids, protest against injustice and discrimination of its various incarnations, there's an unmistakable theme on display, that of community solidarity. Lorries being driven by brave souls who drove into scenes of violence and fire to rescue families and their few belongings. Civilians using bare hands to find the living and dead from bombed out buildings. Women standing between raised batons and their sons being arrested. Lines and lines of women, men and children marching, standing, holding written placards, demanding better, demanding change, demanding dignity. The spirit of solidarity, a spirit of freedom, the spirit of love for the common citizen. Today, and over the last few strange, upsetting weeks, this same spirit has been on display across our city. As workplaces go remote or close for furlough, some closing forever, we see the citizens of Belfast looking around them. Who needs help? What help is going to be needed in the coming weeks? Lists of the vulnerable are being drawn up in local areas. Where are the elderly? Where are the sick? Who needs to isolate? Are they okay? Pubs that only a few short weeks ago were rocking to the sounds of the 70s and 80s, before St. Patrick's Day, have been turned into centres gathering food and necessities for the vulnerable. Community centres see lines of volunteers managing social distancing while communally putting boxes and bags together for distribution. Shops and suppliers donating everything from donuts to pot noodles to washing up liquid in trailer loads. Community workers on phones checking in, breaking the isolation. Neighbours collecting prescriptions and putting them on garden walls. Grandchildren mowing grass, waving in at grannies and grandas through windows while leaving dinner on the doorsteps. From decisive and coordinated community actions to the gentle noticing and caring for neighbours who were once strangers, we see something incredible awakening from this silent, invisible virus. The decency of a population mobilised in unselfish ways as though there was a war going on. And of course, all of this is happening while others are fighting for their lives and medical teams fight with them. The unselfish vocation of medical staff is on display for us all. And all of us who have placed our lives in the hands of doctors and nurses of our health service before, we will have spoken of angels and our gratitude in those times past. But today, now, we see how those angels also carry shields and swords to go into battle to save the lives of those we love. They will fight for us all. That the health service personnel have been left without their armour due to dithering, disinvestment or even constitutional allegiance is unforgivable. While the rest of the world, Europe and the southern government have come together and are getting equipment to protect our health staff and ventilators to save our sick, the British government has been messing around. And that is not an orange versus green issue. That is a rest of the world versus ideological space cadets issue. And we can see it. Cowards might not. Those who are calling it out are doing their duty. When we are on the other side of this, we will remember these days. And we will remember those who stood up, made the phone calls, gathered and delivered the supplies, and noticed those in need.